Yerushalmi Peah corresponding to Bavli Vachim Daf Memvov. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Chaf Dalad Mabeis at the beginning of the Perek. Kodishulay Leiket Tachtov, Kodanoigos Baoetz, Harihu Shal Aniim. If a heap of grain was made from which leket had not yet been gathered by the poor, whatever touches the ground belongs to the poor. Haruch Shepazres Amorim, Omdim Oisar Kama Leket Hiruya Lahasois Fenoisin Laniim. If the wind scattered the sheaves, they should evaluate the amount of leket that the field would have produced, and he should give it to the poor. Rav Shim ben Gamliel Omer Noisin Laniim Kadei Nefila, and Rav Shim ben Gamliel says he should give the poor the usual amount that falls. And the Gemara says Hacha at Amor Omdim Oisar Kama Leket Hiruya Lahasois Fenoisin Laniim Hacha at Amor Kol Noigas Baaretz Harei He Shel Aniim. The Gemara asks why in the first case whatever touches the ground belongs to the poor, but in the latter case of the wind, an evaluation is made. We have Rabbi Abba b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Kanas konseboy shegodash al gabi liktam shel aniim. Rabbi Abba, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, answered that the Chachamim gave a penalty in the first case because he covered the leket with his own pile. Ad kadoin meizid afile shegeg afile kriyos afile chitim al gabi soirim afile godjo yachirim chutz midaitoy afile kol aniim. The Gemara asks a number of questions. This would apply if he intended to cover it up. What if he didn't? He did it inadvertently. What if they were in bundles? What if it was wheat on top of barley, where the wheat can still be given to the owner and the barley to the poor? What if others piled it up without the owner's knowledge? What if he called the poor to come and they didn't come? Rabbi Imi b'shem Rabbi Shimon Lokesh de Beishamai hu de Beishamai oimim hefker laniim hefker. Rabbi Imi, quoting Rav Shimon Lokesh, said that when the Mishnah taught that whatever touches the ground belongs to the poor, it's according to Beis Shammai, who say that it is exempt from masses because it is hefka just to the poor. According to Beis Hillel, that unless it's hefka also to the rich, it's not hefka, it's obligated in masses before the poor can eat. Amri Rav Yosi said to him, Shamanu shu patim in a masses, Rav Yosi says that I've heard that all agree it's exempt from masses because as a penalty, Beis Din render it hefker just for the poor, as the pasuk says in Ezra in Perek Yud Pasuk Ches, whoever doesn't come within 3 days, according to the counsel of the officers and the elders, all of his property will be destroyed. And we learn from here that Beis Din have the ability to render an item ownerless. Rabbi Nayan Shu Potter in the Masses, and what's the source that is exempt from Masses? Rabbi Yonasan Breda Bitzrak Ba'acha Shamalan Minador, Ein Ma'avim Ethashana, Lebeshrius, or Lebemotishrius, Vimavua, Hawi, the Mu'uberis. The answer is Rabbi Yonasan, the son of Bitzrak Ba'acha, said that you can answer from the following. They may not extend the year to become a leap year in the 7th year or in the year that follows it, and if they did, it is valid. And the Gemara answers, now doesn't that extra month that they wrongly added to the 7th year become exempt from masses? And this shows that when necessary, Beis Din have the power to render something hefker and exempt it from masses. Now, this is understandable that they may not extend the 7th year in order to not to extend the prohibition to work the land, but why not in the year that follows it? Rav Avon answers, they weren't allowed to do that, in order not to extend for them the prohibition of Chadash that applies to the new crops of any year before the Omer offering is bought on the 16th of Nisan. Rabbi Zeir b'shem Rabbi Abo had the tema actually hitter Rabbi Lavi Yerek Mechutz La'aretz. Aval mishehitter Rabbi Lavi Yerek Mechutz La'aretz, shviyith ha sha shnei shavua. Rabbi Zeir, quoting Rabbi Abo, said that this applies before Rabbi permitted the bringing of vegetables from Chutz La'aretz, but after that, even the 7th year could be extended.